Okay, we're on Chav Gimel on the base, the top of the Omer. Two dots. Bas Yisrael Hanesua. If a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, so it's his mincha, and the mincha of a Kohen, you burn the whole thing. You don't take off a kometz, you burn the whole thing. My time with Omer Krovachom, minchas Kohen, kol tia lo sochal, Kohen velo Kohenes. But if what's it called, if she's a Bas Kohen, married to Yisrael, so you do burn her, you don't burn her mincha, as a halach of a regular mincha. Kohenes mischalel as Kohenein mischalel. If a Bas Kohen marries somebody that's osur to her, so she becomes posel to a Kohen, and she also becomes posel to Itruma. So, but on the other hand, a Kohen himself who marries somebody who's also to him doesn't become possible. He can still eat truma, and he doesn't become possible. His children become possible. Minolan domer krova lo yichal zaro ba'amov. Zaro mischal v'hu eno mischal. Only his children become possible, not himself. Kohenes mitama. Kohenes is allowed to mitame the mason. Omer my time, omer kro, and mor ala kohanim b'nei aron. B'nei aron v'lo b'nos aron. Kohen ochel b'kotchei kadoshim. A Kohen zocher eats the basar of kotchei kadoshim, but a Kohenes, a bas Kohen, can't eat kotchei kadoshim. D'chsiv kol zocher b'vnei aron yochleno. Zocher not nekeva. Okay, see Rashi till here. Lo yichal zaro b'kohen hanosei psula l'kohuna k'siv. Now it's talking about a Kohen who marries somebody who's also to a Kohen. So his zera, his children become chalolim. V'darshina b'kidushin v'lo yichal shnei chilulin. Echad lo v'echad lezaro. He passels her and he also passels his children. Shakoin mechal l'shteihem. Aval hu einu mischal. But he himself doesn't become passel. B'nei aron l'nefesh lo yitama v'lo b'nos aron b'azorazu. The Torah says that a Kohen can't be matami l'meisim. It says b'nei aron but not b'nos aron. Kol zocher b'nei aron yochleno. The mincha k'siv. That's said by a mincha, and it applies to all kotchei kadoshim. Okay, let's go on. Uma bein ish the isha, right? Certain differences between men and women legabi certain halachas. And again, we said it's not an exhaustive list. Tana rabbanon ish ein li ela ish isha menayin, right? So it says by ish by mitzora, right? So I might think only a male becomes a mitzora. How do you know a woman also becomes a mitzora? Shu'omer v'hat sarua shirbo hanega. Right? It says sarua, which includes both men and women. Harikan shnayim. Imkein matam medlomer ish. So why does it say ish then? Le'inyin shalamata. In order to tell me the halacha applies only to an ish, the halacha is mentioned later on in the parasha, which have to do ish poreya, a man has to leave his hair grow, and he has to tear his clothing. And a woman doesn't do that. If she's a mitzorah. Rashi ish saruahu. Ein li shenechla betumas nitzok mele ish. Ish aminam. How do you know a woman bichlau becomes a mitzorah? Kshu omer somuchlo vahatsuru asher bohanega. Veloi boyele lemichtov ela begod of yufrumin. It doesn't have to say hatsuru asher bohanega. She should have said that same person we're talking about till now is begod of yufrumin. The roshu yaparua. The haksiv la'el de mitzorah kamayrus. We know that it's talking about a mitzorah. So why does that again say the ha'isha shir bohanega el rabo sarua sheni kigon isha? So that comes to include that even an isha becomes a mitzora. So if that's the case, my tamid lomer ish. So why does it say ish? Le'inyan shalifnei ish poreo porin. To tell me shalamata. To tell me the halacha in the end of the parasha that the mitzora has to be poreo porin. That only applies to an ish. My tamid lomer ish me'achas shesofino l'rabo sesaisha. Since it says that a woman also becomes a mitzora, so why mention ish bechlau by tzoras? Le'in shalamata lav lemu'utei mituma ha'amura b'pasuk zeh bo lemu'utei. It's not coming to tell me that a woman doesn't become a mitzora. Ela le'inyan ha'amur b'pasuk shalachrov. Next pasuk. To see be'prio prima. Lomer l'cha ish poreo porein v'lo isha. Only a man goes through that process, not a woman. But the woman becomes a mitzora. She doesn't have to be mekayim these halachas of a mitzora, though. Okay, ha'ish maderes bino benozer, vein ha'isha maderes bino benozer. A man can impose naziris on his son, and a cotton, even if he grows up, he remains a Nazir for the time that the father imposed it. But a woman can't do that to her son. Omer of Yochanan, halachi b'nazir, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. No psukim, it's a halacha that a man can do it and a woman can't. Ha'ish megaleach al naziris aviv, vein ha'ish megalachas al naziris aviha. Right, a man, if his father was a Nazir, and he was a Nazir, his father died and had been mafresh his korbanos, then when he finishes his Naziris, he can bring the korbanos that his father was mafresh for himself. But a woman can't do that. Same thing. There's no psukim that say that. A man can mekadesh his daughter a ketana, even shalom bidaita, and a mother can't create kedushin for her daughter who's a ketana. Only midrabanan. Tichsiv es biti nosati li shazeh. Says by a man, es biti nosati li shazeh, but doesn't say that by the mother. Ha'ish mocher es bito, v'ein ha'ish mocher es bito. Tichsiv ki yimkor ish es bito. Only a man can sell his daughter, not a mother. Ha'ish niskol orum, my time of a rogum woso. Says, what's it called, that you stone him. My oso. What does it mean, him, and not her? Ilem oso velo oso, that you don't stone a woman who's chayiv skila at all. Torah says beferish. That doesn't make a difference, a man or a woman who's over an Mrs. Beis Din, you give the Mrs. Beis Din to either one. Ela oso beloksusa velo oso beloksusa. The oso comes to tell me that a man, you what's it called, you stone where he doesn't have any clothes on. Right? Oso, nothing separating. But not oso, she is stoned with her clothing on. Ha'ish nitle, my time, omar krovit, talisa oso haloetz, oso velo oso. Those are averes that after the Mises Beis Din, you hang up the corpse. So that only applies to a man, not to a woman. Because of the pasuk, it's alisa oso, not oso. Ha'ish nimkar b'gnevaso, vein ha'ish in them keres b'gnevaso, my time, omar krovit, nimkar b'gnevaso, b'gnevaso velo b'gnevaso. Special miyut, only if a man steals this and he can't pay, is he sold as a slave, not a woman? Rashi. Halacha hu benazir. Halacha lemosha misinai hi behilchos nazir. Nosati leish bi aviha nitleis nisinasa. Says over there that the father says this. It's biti nosati. So the Torah only gave power to a father to create kedushin for his minor daughter. The rogmu oso inema oso velo oso vaksiv gabi nara murasa voseisem eshneihem uskaltem oso. It says beferish by nara murasa that you take out both. Rashi Mustamba didn't have the girsa voseisa shaisha hu eso isha. He had a different girsa by nara murasa voseisa eshneihem. A woman, nara murasa is mizana, so you take both of them out, including the woman herself too. So you see, they give her Mises Beis Din also. Elohadem emayit isha leinyin orum. The nafka mehaikra miuta de oso mashma lokisuso. You stone him and nothing extraneous to him. So from the word oso, we also learn that that he has to be stoned naked. But mashain kain, a woman, not there. It's oso, but not oso. Ulahachi nokat leilahai mashma usa de arom beloshen zocher gabi ish lememra ha lememra oso biksuso. Right, he taka is also without anything on, but she, what's it called, you stone her, but you leave her clothing on. Nimkra b'gnevoso im ein lo malishalim. If he doesn't have what to pay, so you sell him as a slave. That doesn't apply to a woman. Hadron lech hayanotel, hadron lech hayanotel, hadron lech hayanotel.